The family of a murdered Cape Breton man have come face to face with one of the men accused for the very first time. Ken McDonald described how it felt to see the man accused of killing his son.
Emotions are high, but I did get to see Aaron Mickey. Mm-hmm. So again, we got to be very careful what we say and what we don't say. We're moving forward. Emotionally, it's.
Aaron Curtis Mickey returned to Sydney Supreme Court on Tuesday in person for the very first time since he was charged with the second-degree murder of North Sydney's Justin McDonald. McDonald went missing on July 7th, 2024. While his body had not been found at the time, Cape Breton Regional Police ruled his death a homicide, and on December 31st of 2024 charged Mickey with second-degree murder, robbery, and firearms-related charges in relation to McDonald's death. McDonald's remains were later found by his family on May 5th, 2025, who had continued to search areas connected to his disappearance. Ryan Joseph Pike is also charged with second-degree murder and robbery in the case, while Mitchell George McPhee faces a charge of manslaughter. All three men are currently being held in remand and have been appearing in court by video as they make their way towards trial. That changed in late August when, during a routine court status update, the three men charged began to communicate amongst themselves over video during the court proceedings. Supreme Court Justice Shane Russell called on the three men to pay attention and was met with expletives and shouting from Mickey, who has been unable to secure legal representation since his arrest in December. As a result of his outburst, Mickey was ordered to appear in court in person going forward, with Russell looking to hold him in contempt of court. Tensions were high outside the courtroom on Tuesday as McDonald's family and supporters waited to face the man accused of killing him. They watched as Mickey was led into the courtroom. All were dressed in purple, and Ken McDonald explained why.
Justin's favorite color was purple. Because back to, I guess, he was born with Donny Osmond days, but he always loved his purple. And so everybody represents here with his purple. No matter what they do, they represent us.
However, with a month having passed after Mickey's outburst, both sides have had the chance to cool off. Russell told the court he had received assurances from Mickey that he would not cause further disruptions and drop the contempt of court finding against him. Lawyers for the Crown are currently looking to join the three men's cases into one trial. They've submitted a joinder application, which is opposed by lawyers representing Ryan Pike and Mitchell McPhee. Ken McDonald wants to see the three men tried together.
I'd like to see them tried all in one. Yeah, they're all guilty.
With the anniversary of the three men's arrests fast approaching, Russell set tentative trial dates on Tuesday. Pike had previously been scheduled to stand trial from February 10th to March 3rd, 2027. Russell set dates for trial for McPhee and Mickey from January 18th to February 5th, 2027, and May 31st to June 18th, 2027, respectively. Ken McDonald spoke about the toll the long process of moving through the court system to trial is having on the family.
So here we are here. This is Justin was murdered on July 8th, 2024. This is September 2025. Trial's not till 2027. Mm-hmm. So, we only just put Justin at rest in June.
Yeah.
This is reliving it. We were warned that this is going to happen, and it was going to happen. But it's just going through it. You don't expect it to happen. It's just a delay, and... But again, I guess the court has to do a process, and I guess I'm very lucky because we have a good Supreme Court sitting, and he's a no-nonsense Supreme Court. He set the rule and he set the law, and we're going to follow what he has to say.
He also expressed his gratitude to everyone who supported the family.
As a community and as a family, we are so beyond appreciative of what we have because we're above and beyond. We're above and beyond of the community because it's across everywhere, right?
McDonald says they will continue to show up to court and fight for Justin's memory. The case will return to court on October 14th for a status update. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.